So, everybody on this side of the room, are you guys ready? Yeah. Everybody in the middle, are you ready? Yeah. Everybody over here, are you ready? Yeah. All right, Atlanta, let's have a good time. Let's set it off. One, two, three, hum. Ladies and gentlemen, our star of the evening. You know him from Beverly Hills Cop, from New Jack City, from Saturday Night Live, from Boomerang, CB4, and Living Color. Come on, put your hands together. Make some noise. Come on, I can't hear you, Atlanta. Give it up for Mr. Chris.
Doing my special, doing a new movie, got a new TV show, Successful Black Man. So you know what's next, right? White girl. Cannot be a successful black man without a white girl. They won't even let you buy a mansion without a white girl. But here's $1 million. Where's your white girl? We have zoning restrictions. You know what's funny? If you're black and you got with a white girl, everything that goes wrong in your life, people blame it on the white girl. Everything. It's like, yo, man, I heard Chris got hit by a bus. Fuck around with the white girl. I heard Chris broke his leg. White girl. That's what it get. People are bugged, man. It's like, you know, there's white girls that only got with black guys. There's black girls that only got with white guys. I met a black girl like that. Did not date black men. I said, girl, how come you don't date no black men? She said, no reason. No reason. I'm like, no reason. So I punched her in the face. Now she got a reason. I probably got a white girl right there. Huh?
You must have really wanted a white girl.
Like you would pray to God every night for a white girl. Like, God bless mommy and daddy. And please bring me a white girl. I see like a fine sister with a white guy, I get pissed. I get mad. Mad. You know, I don't get violent, but I get mad. I see a fine sister with a white guy, I'm like, damn, baby, what do I got to do to get with you? I mean, what must I do? You see a girl with a rich guy, it's like, fuck it, I'll get a car someday. I just gotta work another shift, that's all. You see, with a white guy, I was like, damn, baby, what do I got to do to get with you? Now I see a white guy with an ugly sister, I'm like, hey, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for taking our ugly ass off our hands. Cause we didn't know what he was gonna do about her. I remember, what's the girl, the ice skating girl? Debbie Thomas, remember? Ice skating girl, she married a white guy. Married, walked down the aisle. I was mad at first. I was like, damn, Debbie, what do I got to do to get with you? But then I thought it over. I said, you know what? I bet she didn't meet a lot of brothers on the ice. There was no brothers skating by like, hey, what's up, girl? Yeah, I got tickets to the Snoop Dogg show. Debbie Thomas went to the Olympics, bust her ass. Fuck around with the white boy. That's what she get. You know what's amazing? That she was even in the Olympics. That's like some amazing shit to me. Like black people in the Olympics representing America. That's like weird. Realize no matter how fucked up this country's been racially, there's always been black people in the Olympics. No matter how far back you go, they had black people in the Olympics in the 20s. In the 20s. Now a brother was at the back of the bus in the 60s. In the 20s, a brother must have been inside the engine of the bus. On a conveyor belt chasing a piece of chicken. Brothers in the Olympics went and won shit. Send my ass to the Olympics back in the 20s. Shit, America wouldn't have won a damn thing. I'd take a javelin and throw it through the fucking judge's heart. Wouldn't have won nothing, man. Brothers went to the Olympics and represented. That's the problem with black people. We want to be down. Everybody else forms their own shit. They get dissed, they form their own shit. Chinese people came over here, they got dissed. It's like, yo, man, fuck you, Chinatown, right? Got their own shit. Italian people came over here, they got dissed. It's like, yo, man, fuck you, Little Italy, right? They got their own shit. Yo, I don't give a fuck what city you go into. You will not find Little Africa anywhere. There is no Little Africa. What, the ghetto little burnt up Africa? Black people, we got it bad, man. We don't even have food. There's no black food. Soul food is not black food, right? That's some nasty shit they fed to the slaves, right? You think a ham hock tasted good the first time the white man gave it to us? We put some seasoning on it and made it work, okay? Black people, we don't even have salad dressing. We don't have salad. Everybody got salad dressing. No black salad dressing. You know what black salad dressing is? Hot sauce. I know brothers that carry hot sauce with them. Got my hot sauce. Everybody want to make some money. And I don't blame you. I want to make some money. That's why I'm here, trying to make some money. Trying to make some money and keep it to myself. Because people will take your money. You ever have somebody owe you money and have the nerve to wear new clothes around you? Brand new clothes, and they point them out like, hey, look what I just picked up. Well, did you see my money while you were down there? Yo, you gotta get your money back quick from people, because people get used to owing you money. It becomes a character trait. Like, you got a fat friend, you got a bald friend, you got a friend of those, you're about $50. Everybody got that friend. You ever had people owe you money so long, they start telling you about shit they're getting ready to buy? Hey, next week, we're gonna buy a house. I guess you're gonna be $50 short then, huh?
owe you money, then what happens? You have to confront them. You have to hunt them down. You got to turn into Beretta to get your money back. And you got to walk over to your Phil, man, don't you owe me $50? Didn't I give you $50? Now, if I didn't, let me know I'm bothering you more. Didn't I give you $50? Wasn't that you? Wasn't that me? Wasn't that my hand? Wasn't that your hand? Didn't I give you $50? Wasn't that? Now, let me know. You do all that, then they go, man, I forgot. Now, you know that's a lie. You know that's a lie. How the fuck you gonna forget where you got some free money from? You don't forget that. If you found $50 on the ground, you would remember that shit for the rest of your life. Every time you walk by that spot, you'd be like, this is where I found $50. Right here, April 14th, 1972. I remember, it was a cloudy day, about 68 degrees. I had my light blue hat on. I love that hat. It was about 42% humidity outside, and your mama was pregnant with Warren. And I told her, don't drink while you're pregnant. Now Warren got three toes. Anyway, I look at the ground, I see 10 dimes, 4 quarters, and a $48 bill. Men never lend money to women. And women never lend money to men. You cannot lend money to people you're fucking. Because they think the sex is the payback. Especially men. I dare any man in here to try and get back some money from a woman he's fucking. Just attempt it. Just step to her like, hey, man, what's up with that $200 y'all with? She look at you like, excuse me? I think I paid you last night. Matter of fact, you owe me $150. So, I do a lot of racial humor. You know why? I was bused to school when I was a kid. Very hard being bused, man. Had to get up every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to school and compete with white kids that didn't have to wake up until 8. And that's not fair. You know, so I get a lower mark on the test, I got a teacher going, oh, Chris can't read. I'm like, no, Chris is fucking tired, right? The crazy thing is, people talk about being bused to school. I got bused to school. Like, you're supposed to get bused to school to go to a better neighborhood and get a better education and all that shit. I got bused to school into a poor white neighborhood. A neighborhood worse than the one I lived in. Everybody's scared of black people. Everybody's scared of Puerto Ricans. Yo, ain't nothing scarier than poor white people. Even white people are scared of poor white people. Hey, keep those white people away from us. Yo, these mothers, they live under the trailer home, right? They weren't white trash. They're like white toxic waste. A bunch of Shaggy from Scooby-Doo looking people. That's who I went to school with. And they hated my guts. They hated me, because my family had more money than them. We didn't even have money, but we had more money than them. And right then I learned my lesson, boy. Nothing that a white guy with a penny hates more than a nigga with a nickel. A lot of women here. That's good, I like women. My mother's a woman, that helps. Women control the whole thing, man. Women control, they're so fucking cool. Women have male friends. Women have male friends, platonic friends. What the fuck is that shit about? That's like the biggest scam in the world. No man ever looked at a woman and said, damn, she fine. Damn, she is so fine. She's so fine, I want to make her my friend. Never. Women are like, they will have 10 platonic friends. And nothing, can a guy have some women friends? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Women are cool. This is how cool women are. A woman can walk in a party with her man, there'll be 4 guys in a party that she fucked, and it will not faze her one bit. She will introduce her man to every one of those guys like there is nothing to it. I want you to meet Brad, and this is Kevin, and this is Mark, and this is Michael. They're all my friends. A man, if you're walking down the street with your woman, and you see a bitch you fucked in 1972, you will cross the street. That's how fly women are. Women are fly, boy. Women got it good, man. Women are so good. Women always have two men in their lives, too. Always two. It's like the guy they're fucking and the guy they should be fucking. A lot of guys aren't laughing because they don't know which one they are right now. Like, who am I? And women, who are you fucking? Your man. That's right, your man. You and your man used to have a real relationship. Now you do as fuck. You and your man used to talk on the phone for hours. Couldn't get off the phone. I miss you too. I miss you much. How much? Too much. That much. Way too much. Ooh, I miss you. I miss you. I miss you. I miss you. Goo 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 goo. I miss you. I miss you. I miss you on a star. I miss you. Oh, I miss you. It's getting late. It's getting late. Okay. I gotta go to work tomorrow. Okay. Good night. Won't you hang up? Older women. I'm into older women, man. Not not Wheezy Jefferson old. Just older than me. Cause young girls are full of shit. They like what they like. So I want them to be this tall, want his hair to be like this, want his eyes to be like this, want to walk like this, talk like this, work here, all this bullshit that got nothing to do with hair and hair. Now you get an older woman, you get an older woman single, she's like, hey, I just want a man. He got a dick and a job, I'm happy. Some shit. Older women know the power of the pot. They will make you something. Young girl can't make nothing but reservations. Older women know the power of the pot. So they got all these shows on TV, Oprah and Sally Jesse and all this shit telling women how to get a man and all these books, how to get a man. Yo, women, you want to get a man? This is what you do. You put a pot on a stove. Every day at 6 o'clock, a man will show up to that pot. Yo, fellas, am I lying? Hell no. A pot on a stove every day, not once a week, not twice a week, every fucking day at 6 o'clock, a man, men from miles around that you have never met, will show up to that pot. But they got all this shit how to get a man. You dress like this and do your hair like this and walk like this and talk like this and sex that. Anybody can suck a dick. But gravy's a whole nother story. But I would take a sweet potato pie over a big ass any day. I will drop kick a girl for some banana pudding. Ice cold banana pudding been sitting in the refrigerator all night. Get your ass out. Man, so, Thanksgiving this bad. Yo, I went by my mother's house recently, and I'm a mom's, dear old mom's. When I was a kid, my mother would never buy any name brand foods. Never a name brand. Be in the supermarket, Ma, could we get some Jif peanut butter?
You got some Jif money?
Never a name brand food. You know my mother used to buy all the time? The no-frills food. You ever see the no-frills food, the white box with the black letters? Shit just say rice. No uncle, no riverboat, just rice. You get what you're paying for, you are getting rice. You look at the back of the box for ingredients, that shit says, look at the front of the box. Mother buy some cereal, white box, black letters, cereal. Ain't no captain on this ship. Ain't nothing lucky about these charms. All you are getting is cereal. One time my mother bought a can of beans. White can, black letters, beans. Me and my brothers used to take magic markers, try to jazz up the can. Write big ass beans on the can. Ma, can we get some big ass beans? You got some big ass money? No, the cheapest thing my mother ever bought was the peanut butter with the jelly in the same jar. The peanut butter with jelly in the same jar. How low can you go? Peanut butter with jelly in the same jar. You don't get no cheaper than that, man. That's like buying a shoe with a sock sewn inside. And call it a shock. Put on your shocks, boy. Your brother got on his shocks. I'll kick this shock up your ass. You know, every now and then my mother would buy name brand foods, but it'd be some name brands I never heard of. I'd be like, damn, I didn't know Nipsey Russell made waffles. Damn, I didn't know Ashford and Simpson had fish sticks. Look at this, Lou Rawls chocolate chip cookie. Look what the box says. You'll never find a bigger chip than mine. Go on, Lou. So the big shit now, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. Oh, shit. Didn't do it. Didn't do it. People are like, no, he ain't do it. Well, let him babysit your kids. If you believe. Nah, man, I hate to see the brother go down like that because he's a black man under all that shit. He's still a black man. You know what's fucked up? Yeah. Michael Jackson get ready to lose everything he worked for. You know why?
Fuck around with them white boys.
Thank you. beauty supplies.
She'll take a picture with a dinosaur.
Thank you.
Can we get on the bus?
Yeah,
can the man
sure.
get on the bus?
Okay. They ready?